Welcome to this week's podcast. My name is Dylan Gallagher, and I'm the host of this podcast. My career has been spent working in finance, mostly with entrepreneurs, small business owners, as well as with bankers, lenders, and investors. And I use this podcast just to share my opinions on interesting things happening this week, either in my own business or with other entrepreneurs and business owners and or investors that I've met. So hopefully you find this podcast interesting and helpful. And if you are an entrepreneur, business owner, or investor, maybe you'd walk away with some new ideas on how you might be able to do some things, or maybe you'll hear some old ideas that might sound new to you. So let's get started with this week's podcast, where I want to cover, actually all three of the topics I want to cover today relate directly to my business. And in fact, in the past couple of days, just some things that, you know, I've owned a business for almost two decades, and sometimes you hear these things and you just forget the value of them. But for those of you that don't know, I have a brokerage business, and over the last little while, we've been looking to cannibalize our brokerage business with an online platform that is able to do what we do to some extent, but sort of allows us to focus more on the higher value work as opposed to the lower end work. And so in doing that, these podcasts often are a time for me to kind of explore my own thoughts, share some of my learnings. And this week, all three of the topics I'm going to be talking about relate to us, being the team that works on this platform, relate to us trying to get the message out. So this would be under the category of sales and marketing. And I'm going to start with the first topic here, which is to every salesperson listening or to any entrepreneur out there that has a strength in sales, asking for the business is like rule number one. Everybody knows that. You got to ask for the business. You got to ask for the business. But you know, I don't consider myself to be a salesman by nature, as it were. I've never been formally trained in sales. I've never had a formal sales role. Although running a business, of course, I've had to sell our services and myself. And so, but there's some of these rules like asking for the business that this week just came right home. And to give you a quick example, we had a partner of ours that is new to working on our platform. It's a lawyer here in our city. And I met the lawyer, I mean, he's been part of my personal network for a few years now, in fact, many years, but I've never explicitly asked for any business from this particular individual. And so in the course of us out pitching our platform to various centers of influence in the marketplace, I thought this would be someone I would call on to give a demo and see what he thought. And then, anyway, it turns out he had a handful of deals, and he thought he'd, you know, get on the network the next day and put the deals together. And anyway, you know, kind of 3 weeks later, after sending him multiple emails and even I think a phone call or two to talk with him about the deals, we finally got the deals in. But it got me thinking, you know, had the demo gone really well, which it had I then not decided to follow up with the files and the opportunities and the clients that he said he had for us, I'd probably be sitting on this podcast today without any of those files that came in. And so it just reminded me that even though I have a strong personal network, I've worked really, really hard to try and build a reputation. And and sometimes I think that that's enough to carry me, but you forget that you still have to ask for the business. And it's not rude, it's not awkward. People's lives are very compressed, very busy. And so if you're looking to try and help someone, if they've given you permission to help them, then going kind of that extra distance and actually asking for the business is really important. So that was a lesson that hit home for me this week. And in particular, because we're trying to grow this business, I find that now I'm asking for the business from everybody I meet. And in fact, a friend of mine called me yesterday to ask me a question about moving his business to the U.S. And he asked me the question. He says, you know, you got anybody that might need our service or the products that we offer? And I thought, you know what? That's exactly what I need to be doing. Everybody I talk to, just reminding them of the business that we're in, the value that we can provide. And when someone kind of gives you the go-ahead to continue to stay in front of them until you get what you want. So I don't know, maybe you're a business owner and this whole asking for the business thing is easy. But for me, it was sort of out of ignorance, not part of my normal vernacular with people I meet. You know, I don't normally ask for business, but obviously after seeing the results of asking for it, you can best be sure I'm going to be doing it again. And if you're an entrepreneur that is wondering why you're not getting the sales traction that you're getting, I'm sure there's a dozen different reasons why, but asking for the business might kind of be like the first one that you would want to take a look at. You might want to stand back and go, well, if I've connected with people, if they've seen the value and I'm not getting the business, either what I'm providing isn't really as valuable as I think it is, or maybe I just haven't asked. And so I would encourage you, if you're out there trying to rustle up some business, that you ask for the business, and you might have to ask for it multiple times from the same person, and you shouldn't be scared to do that. I think people are pretty good at telling you when they don't want to talk to you, when they don't have anything for you. But if you run your business, you probably have kind of a sixth sense about reading people. And so ask for the business. All you entrepreneurs and business owners out there, ask for the business and ask for it many times. I'm telling you, I've now gotten religion about it. You got to ask for the business. And so anyway, that's the first topic I wanted to cover was that, because again, for me, having just done what I've been doing professionally long enough, you know, the phone always rings, things kind of always happen. And I never really thought that I had to be salesy in asking for the business, but you got to do it. So ask for the business. The next topic I want to talk about comes out of a conversation I had with one of our team members yesterday, who's been working really hard over the last couple of weeks to try and build a bit of a book of business for himself. He's been out delivering demonstrations of our platform to various people in the market, in fact, dozens of people in the market. And wouldn't you know, all the meetings go extremely well. The demos go very, very well. But as we were sitting yesterday, I was going through his sales results and we were going through his contact database and kind of looking at how he's been managing each of these opportunities. And it turned out that we hadn't done a really great job a couple of weeks ago at clearly defining what it was we were going to use as our metrics for success. It's one thing to go out and have 100 coffees in a week with people you think you can do some business with. But if you don't know what you're going to be doing after that coffee meeting, if you don't know how you're going to communicate with them on an ongoing basis, then you can best be sure that you're probably not going to be successful in getting the traction that you want. And I'm seeing this firsthand with our business right now, that I'm watching somebody new come into our industry, come into our marketplace, is able to demonstrate that what we're looking at, what we're providing to the market, is in fact valuable, but there's a huge drop-off point after those initial meetings because there isn't a crystal clear plan of what it is we want to achieve. Now, I don't fool myself. I think being an entrepreneur, being in a small or medium-sized business, part of the great thing about it is that you can pivot, you can change, you can fail fast, learn quickly, et cetera, et cetera. But if you don't have any metrics at all, and not necessarily just how many sales did we get this week, because sometimes there's a few metrics before that, but if you have no metrics at all, then the chances of you being successful is probably close to zero. So in sitting with one of our team members and going through this, you know, we started really not getting down to the granular details. Okay, now that I'm done the meeting, I'm going to send 6 emails and I'm going to do 2 phone calls and then I'm going to look to book 3 more meetings. It wasn't kind of like that. It was more about understanding, okay, how do I continue to communicate with the people that I met with, and how do I continue to demonstrate to them that what we're offering is of value? Because in the meeting, and probably no matter what business you're in, if there's any element of sales that you're doing, in those meetings where you have somebody's attention for the 10 or the 20 or the 60 minutes that you have it, that's probably the last time you're going to have them that captive for that long. Again, people are very busy, schedules are totally crowded, and people just don't kind of have the capacity that they used to have for reading newsletters and spending just a lot of time interacting with service provider, with you in your particular service or product. So because you're going to be forgotten about, for the most part, when that meeting is over, I think the objective is to find a way to continue to stay in front of people with information and communication, more particular, that is interesting, that's engaging, but ultimately has a benefit for the recipient. So this team member who's been out on dozens of meetings, his job now is to find a way to communicate with these people in a way that engages them. And then the metrics that we look for is, how's that going? Are people interacting with the content that we're sending them? Are they responding to the email messages that we've been delivering to them? Are they doing what we're asking them to do, whether it be asking for referral business, whether it would be asking for new introductions to new people that might benefit from what we're doing? But you've got to have metrics. And as an owner, I'm not sure that I sit down and create a whole dashboard of metrics as much as I just understand, because I sign our checks, I make our bank deposits, I train our staff, I interact with our customers. I think as the owner, you just sort of know what the metrics are that you need to be working on. But someone inside of your organization, certainly a small organization like ours, if you give people too much runway with no accountability, then it's reasonable to know that the result that you want probably isn't going to be there. So this particular individual set himself up for the next 5 business days with some very clear metrics of how he's going to know that the time he is spending is worth it. And that ultimately does have to translate into revenue, but there usually are a few points of measurement in between when you meet someone and when you get the first opportunity. And so, again, I thought it was just kind of an old rule that was new again for me as I was listening to our staff say, you know, I'm just not getting where I want to get. And then looking at the data, looking at the activities. In a salesman's mind, everything always sounds great and you have to be optimistic and you have to have lots of juice in your batteries. But when you stand back, a good leader, I think, is able to lay out what the metrics are. And if the metrics aren't being hit, then that either means you got to change course, change strategy, or ultimately cut your losses. And so, again, if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, and you've got other folks out there trying to generate opportunities in a sales capacity, metrics are so important and they have to be looked at. I think they have to be looked at certainly daily. For a small business, it has to be daily. I think probably as an organization gets larger and there's more cogs in the system, as it were, than probably weekly or monthly. But for a small business that really is trying to get from maybe a survival stage to a stage of success, metrics count. So what's that old saying? What doesn't get measured... I don't even know what that saying is, but I'm sure you do. If you're listening right now, send me a text. Let me know what that saying is. But what doesn't get measured doesn't get achieved, or something like that. But the point is, metrics matter. The last thing I want to talk about, which again hit home for me in this past week, as we continue to work very hard on a sales campaign out in the marketplace, is the value of your personal networks. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter and Facebook, and the value of my personal network is probably not amazing. I certainly know a lot of people. I think a lot of people know me, which is ultimately what is more important. But interacting with your network, you know, whether it's in a format like this, blogging or podcasting or taking pictures or finding some way, you know, your personal network really is, as a business person, as an entrepreneur, it really is what you have as true value. You can have the best product in the world, you can have the best service in the world, but if you don't have great people working in your business, everybody knows that your business probably isn't that great then. But where do you get those great people? Well, you get them through your network. And whether you're getting staff coming through your personal networks, or whether you're getting sales opportunities coming through your personal networks, or strategic partnerships coming through your personal networks, I believe the personal network is probably the most valuable asset that every entrepreneur, business owner, and investor has today. With investors, what I've noticed about the value of a personal network is, you know, all the way to venture capitalists in Silicon Valley, straight through to the dozen or so individuals that I know that place money in the local market, the good deals always come through personal networks. They rarely come anonymously. In the venture capital world, it's quite well known that you don't get to talk to the really great venture capitalists in Silicon Valley unless you get an introduction. And I know that even here in our local city, it's pretty tough to get the attention of really successful, wealthy entrepreneurs who have money to place unless you've been introduced to them through somebody that knows them. And I think that that makes sense, even practically. I think if you're somebody who's in a position of power or you have something that somebody wants, your personal network is almost like the fortress that you build around so that none of the garbage or the junk gets into your life and starts, you know, ruining it. And so it occurred to me that if you don't have a personal network, you can go through the motions of being a salesperson. You can go out, knock on doors and try to generate opportunity. But you know what? I've just seen it time and time again. And there's one individual who I know who's an accountant, believe it or not, Brad Salmanis here in Calgary. He's an amazing networker, but he realized very early on, and he's very public about it, that it is all about the personal network, that the service he provides is secondary to his primary objective, which is to get to know people, to create a bit of a presence for himself in the marketplace. And how does he do that? He gets out and networks. And this guy networks like crazy. But people know him. He has a reputation. And then what he ends up becoming is a gatekeeper for other people. So if I'm maybe looking to be introduced to somebody because I know Brad, Brad's able to open the door. And I think the world works on relationships. I really think it does. And again, this is not mind-blowing. This is not mind-blowing knowledge. I realize that. But sometimes we just forget some of the obvious things. And it was brought to my attention this week that a personal network is the most valuable thing that we have. So if you don't have one, get out and start building one. The easiest way to do that is to physically get out from behind your desk, go to networking events at the Chamber of Commerce. You can go through your local meetup chapter and see the various events that are happening. You can get on Twitter and go to tweet. I mean, there's just so much to do that a person really doesn't have an excuse to say, you know what, I don't even have a personal network. You know what, it doesn't take that long. Get out and produce one, make one, create one, and I think it'll pay dividends. And for us folks that do have personal networks, treat them like gold. Protect them. Get to know your network. Stay in front of your network. Make sure your network is aware of what you're doing. And I'm not perfect at it. I struggle with it, you know, every day and every week because life pushes me along, and so does our business. But at the end of the day, you got to invest in your personal network somehow. And so you should commit to making a goal once a week, certainly once a month, to get out, hand out some business cards, have some coffees, not with the expressed intent of getting a deal or an opportunity, but just getting out and asking people how they're doing, what's new in their business, sharing with them what's new in your business. And it's funny that out of those interactions, opportunity just comes. Opportunity is time and chance, so you got to get yourself in front of time and chance at every opportunity. So anyway, that's it for this week. Ask for the business. Metrics matter, and your personal network really is the most valuable thing that you have as an entrepreneur, business owner, investor. So until next time, you can catch up with me on my blog, dylangallagher.wordpress.com. I'm on Twitter, at Dylan Gallagher. You can follow me on Facebook. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. Anyway, if you're a business, an entrepreneur, or a private investor that needs help solving a finance problem, I'm your guy. I've made all the mistakes. I've watched other people make all of the mistakes. So at the very least, having a coffee to discuss what it is you're trying to do would be worth it, and I'll even buy the coffee. So let's find a way to connect, and until next time, have a great week.